I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. President Obama asked Congress today for nearly $3 billion in additional emergency aid for Haiti. The money would go toward relief and reconstruction after Haiti's devastating earthquake. The January quake killed nearly 300,000 people and destroyed much of the country's infrastructure. That includes Haiti's postal headquarters and five other post office buildings. But in recent days, Haiti's post office resumed service. As The World's Amy Bracken reports from Port-au-Prince, it's a monumental challenge.
In the front yard of a small gingerbread-style house, an elderly woman in a nightgown lies on a bed under a tarp. It's not an unusual sight here. Some 10 weeks after the earthquake, people still avoid sleeping indoors. What's odd is that this woman is surrounded by men sorting packages and letters. After the January 12th earthquake leveled the postal headquarters, operations moved to the home of the Postmaster General. But she's also taken in relatives and postal workers who've lost their homes. One of the displaced employees is Marie-Claudine Gaston.
I lost my mom in the earthquake. She also worked at the post office. And I lost my little sister. They died in their house.
But Gaston continued to work. In fact, she led the team that dug through the rubble of the postal headquarters to salvage what mail they could. The mail being sorted here in the yard is what little was pulled from the rubble. There's also some from a stash that was held at the airport. Hervé Gérard is chief of operations for Haiti's express mail service. He sits at a table in the yard, going through a pile of letters. One is postmarked January 17th.
It was supposed to be delivered January 19th. We will deliver it, but it's difficult, because a lot of people don't have addresses anymore. It helps if I have a phone number.
Actual delivery of the mail has only just resumed. Bapu de Chose is one of Port-au-Prince's largest local post offices. It withstood the quake. At the moment, it's a repository for the piles of crushed delivery motorcycles. Jocelyne Fontus is director of postal planning. He says now most delivery is done on foot. About 15 motorcycles were destroyed, he says, along with more than 30 bikes and two trucks. Very few are left. One of those pounding the pavement is Franz Jean. He is actually a supervisor with 18 years on the job. At least he gets to use one of the few remaining motorcycles. Jean has more than 300 pieces of mail to deliver today. Postcards, letters, bills, and magazines. It's all going to a neighborhood where maybe a third of the houses were destroyed.
La poste! La poste!
Kaila Krasé is Creole for the houses destroyed. This is a common refrain.
La poste!
In many cases, neighbors have information on missing residents, if they are alive or dead, or if they'll be coming back. Some offer to take the mail. Franz Jean spends the whole day trying to match up people in their letters. I ask him if he and other postal workers have been paid since the earthquake. He says, yes, we've been paid for the month of October, but not for any month since. It's a stark reminder that Haiti's government was in terrible shape before the earthquake. Fontus says postal managers are talking to the government. They hope to pay workers as soon as possible, but they don't know when that will be. Franz Jean says it's a matter of government corruption. He hopes the international community will find a way to help Haiti's postal workers directly. The U.S. Postal Service has pledged to support resumption of Haitian operations, but it's not yet clear if that might mean paychecks for Haiti's determined mail carriers. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken. Port-au-Prince, Haiti.
You can read Amy's reporter's notebook and see pictures of her trip to Haiti at theworld.org.